yesterday at a Maryland newspaper. Jared Ramos has been charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder, and Ramos is scheduled for a bail hearing at 10:30 this morning Eastern in Annapolis, Maryland, where the shooting took place yesterday afternoon. He's accused of opening fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette, against which he reportedly had a vendetta after it ran an article about him 7 years ago, after he had pleaded guilty to harassing a former high school classmate. Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley is saying the chief editor of the newspaper wasn't in the office at the time.
I was speaking to the editor of the Capitol probably 20 minutes beforehand. That editor was not in the building when the shooter came in, or he would have been dead, I'm sure. He doesn't go away very often. He works really hard.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Canada planning to retaliate against President Trump's tariffs, and it's expected it will be worked into its national birthday celebration Sunday. Reports are Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will mark the 151st birthday of his nation by announcing the tariffs on over $14 billion worth of U.S. imports. A final list of the tariffs on U.S. goods expected to be released later today. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and advisor to the President Ivanka Trump present the 18th Annual Trafficking in Persons Report. Here's John Clemens.
Secretary of State Pompeo listed a number of countries that had improved efforts to end human trafficking in those where it is almost commonplace.
In Iran, trafficking victims are punished. The victims are punished for acts they are forced to commit. For example, sex trafficking victims may face the death penalty for committing adultery. This is a horrible perversion of justice.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase 2 premium MyPillows on the 2-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the 2-pack special at MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the 2-pack special. Order now.
Fire crews getting a line around that Pawnee fire in Northern California now. The fire is now 50% contained after burning 13,500 acres northwest of Sacramento. Firefighters, though, are digging in for what could still be a very rough weekend, as there's a red flag warning in the area through Sunday, meaning there will be strong winds, low humidity, and higher temperatures, which could further aggravate the blaze. Republicans in the U.S. House are demanding yet more documents in the Russia investigation, a non-binding resolution demanding that the Justice Department fully comply with congressional demands for sensitive documents by the 6th of July. At a House hearing yesterday, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein insisted the department is doing its best to review and produce documents to Congress, saying the effort will continue, but some Republicans suggest impeaching Rosenstein over the documents issue. And Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston is suspended 3 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. The league announcing the ban yesterday after a lengthy investigation into allegations he'd groped a female Uber driver in Arizona in March of 2016. And it appears Winston's not appealing the suspension. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area starts today with sunny skies and rising temperatures to 91 degrees. Northwesterly winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 65 and northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. On Saturday, we have sunny skies again at a high near 94. Calm winds becoming westerly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Saturday evening clear with a low around 70 and light southwesterly winds. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 97, light west winds. And Sunday evening mostly clear, the temperature will drop to about 72 degrees. On Monday, the week of July 4th, if you have to go to work, you will be doing so with sunny skies and a high near 96. And then Monday evening, again, the temperatures will fall to about 72 degrees.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon on this very sunny, nice summery day. The temperatures will be rising. Some of you may not like that, but it will be a beautiful day nevertheless. And do take care when the temperatures do start to rise. Drink plenty, plenty, plenty of water. Wear a hat. I always do. And make sure that everything is in order for your pets, your children, not necessarily in that order for those who are listening, but truly make sure that you do follow the rules, if you will, for a hot summer. Stay hydrated for sure and do not swelter under that sun. There are precautions you can take. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, and of course, Helpline is the host of Hands Across Hunterdon here every Friday morning on the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. And we always have a lot of information we hope to impart to you about what people, businesses, organizations are doing around the area to give back, pay it forward, and make a difference in the community. So I have a very exciting little lineup for our show today. I'm going to be talking a lot about the events coming up, and in particular, obviously Salsa Night, which is Hunterdon Helpline's biggest fundraiser. It is Saturday, July 21st on Main Street. Live bands, dancing, food, shopping, beer and wine garden. We've got it all. If you haven't been to Salsa Night, you have missed probably the biggest event in the county thus far, although we're getting some competition. So this again is July 21st. It is fun for the entire family. Two live bands, Son 7 and Swing Combo, both Latino bands, who will be performing on the steps of the historic courthouse. And of course, in the street is our huge, big dance floor for dancing all day and night from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. And we are coming down to the wire. Lots of food trucks, lots of vendors coming. The Main Street businesses are on board as well. So it's going to be just a fabulous evening, rain or shine. It's become a tradition, actually, for it to rain at some point on Salsa Night. So we've determined that that is good luck. And nobody goes away. No one goes away. There is still time for you to be a vendor, even a sponsor, if you wish. We try to make that valuable for you from a marketing point of view. But we're still taking vendors. And so food or what I call, I guess, retail vendors, please give us a call at 908-782-4357. And any one of the staff can give you the application, et cetera, to participate. Again, it's a fantastic opportunity for you to showcase your business in the wonderful town of Flemington and really have a good time at the same time. I always say this about Salsa Night and the businesses. Employees love it. Love it. They want to be tagged to work Salsa Night. I mean, how much better can you get? You're sitting there listening to live bands. You get to dance on your break, grab some food from Latino cuisine to American cuisine. We generally have such a variety of foods. And I'll tell you, it's a great event because you can taste everything, then dance off all those calories. So that's how I look at it. I probably lose a good 5 pounds Salsa Night running up and down the street as well as dancing. So it's a great, great, great event. We'll have face painting for the kids. We will have a bunch of different groups entertaining. And I want to give a huge shout out to all of our sponsors. Needless to say, ShopRite. ShopRite has been the sponsor of Salsa Night, the signature sponsor for, well, since its inception, since Hunterdon Hispanos took it over. And they followed through when we incorporated Hunterdon Hispanos into the Hunterdon Helpline lineup of departments or divisions, if you will. And ShopRite got right back on that horse for us and is not just what we call a signature sponsorship because of their monetary value. But again, if you've never been to Salsa Night, you've not seen ShopRite in action. And they have a huge, huge display, freebies for everyone, all kinds of things, and that the staff is unbelievable. They're out on the dance floor. They're fantastic. Just unbelievable. And Ken Mandolino from ShopRite is our DJ every year, and oh, he just keeps it all together, not just for Salsa Night, but for me. So we really appreciate it. Just a lot of good information. As well as fun. We have nonprofits who are coming, and so you'll be able to stop by their booth and find out what they're doing. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful evening, and we hope you will participate. And most importantly, it is a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline, so we, of course, really appreciate your participation to come on down to purchase food and so forth, fund the vendors because, you know, they are supporting us monetarily by being there, and your participation makes them want to come back. And again, it's a chain of life, if you will, that we're all supporting everyone. It's a win-win for the borough and for the businesses on Main Street, attracting everyone. And needless to say, we could not put on our free programs and services at Hunterdon Helpline without this fundraiser and without the donations and grants we receive from individuals on up to organizations. I'm going to take a break, be right back, and then we're going to talk about the unbelievable, unbelievable work the Flemington Community Partnership is doing in our midst. We'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, here on Fridays. And I am Susan Lax, host of your show and executive director of Hunterdon Helpline. Glad to be here. Took a little time off past couple of weeks and got to see my kids for their birthday and celebrate Father's Day and do all those things that sort of kind of kick off my summer. And let me know that June is here, and it is the start of, I think, a good time. Not that I don't like winter, but when you own a farm, sometimes that could be a little tedious, depending upon the weather. So, and I'm not afraid of the heat, so for some of you who are going to definitely complain a little bit this weekend, I will be just fine. And I know I hear the arguments about humidity. Well, that's okay, too. That is okay. But as I said earlier, please be prepared for the heat. Stay hydrated. I'm probably one of the very few people who walk around year-round with a hat on. But, you know, summertime is definitely a time to consider blocking out those rays. So, we want to make sure that we stay healthy, happy during the summer months. So about a week ago, I went to a stakeholders meeting of the Flemington Community Partnership to get an update on what this incredible organization is doing for the businesses and the community, not just the businesses, but the community of the borough of Flemington. And I tell you, the executive director, Ann Meredith, gave a wonderful presentation. And I thought, this is unbelievable. Ann came on board, I guess, about a year ago now. And what she has accomplished in a year is just outstanding. Outstanding, awesome, big shout out to Ann and her staff, Nora, Laura, all of them, Kathy. Really, and there's a few more too. They've got great interns. A very cohesive group. And I think that's what makes it successful. They are on target with a predetermined trajectory for the borough, and they are accomplishing it, absolutely accomplishing it. I want to tell you to go to the website because it's great, and there's a fantastic video, and that's you can go to www.exploreflemington.com, okay? And you'll see for yourself. But I'm going to run through some of the things that they talked about. And one of the big things, and that's certainly for business, is the amount of help they are giving to businesses in terms of marketing, in terms of educating them how to market, in terms of utilizing social media. Kathy has definitely taken people under her wing to guide them, to educate them. She's helped me with Hunterdon Helpline when I was posting for Salsa Night, really making a difference because it really takes an expert. You know, I think of myself as, you know, somewhat well-versed in marketing. My family's been in marketing and has had our own businesses, but it's always good to learn from someone else, to open up your horizons, and Kathy is an ace, an absolute ace. So that's just part of it. The amount of events, the amount of grants that they have been giving to businesses, both to renovate or restore their storefronts, put on events such as Salsa Night, is just amazing. I mean, it's true support. It's not just talk, it's action. And we saw this PowerPoint that just went on and on and on. It was truly incredible. And I'm assuming that the council is thrilled with the work that they're doing because I know that the borough is trying very hard to have economic development in the borough, to spur commerce, to bring businesses, and also to provide a quality of life in the borough. It's not just about bringing businesses. Yes, your taxes could go down as a result of that, but what kind of lifestyle do we want? Flemington is a beautiful town, historic buildings, beautiful Victorian buildings. But what do we do when we come home from work? What do we do if we're in a business or an organization like Helpline and at the end of the day want to just kind of blow off some steam, go have a bite with friends, meet for a drink? And that's part of the whole lifestyle. What can our kids do? One of the biggest things that Anne said, and she wasn't giving too much information, but the FCP is committed to bringing a movie theater to the borough. And that is huge, absolutely huge. My kids moved here for high school, and I'll tell you, you know, they were at that movie theater all the time. And when it was no longer, we kind of sit around and say, okay, what are we going to do? Everybody loves movies. And so where do we go? We go out of town to go see a movie. So to bring a movie theater back to Flemington would be, I think, the first thing on the ticket to success. And other businesses want to see that kind of lifestyle infrastructure, if you will, because then they're going to have people who come and participate and then go shopping or utilize other services, and that's what makes a town a place to go to, not just when you live there, but as a destination. And Hunterdon County is one of the most beautiful. I know I sound redundant when I talk about Hunterdon County, because I think it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in the country. It's just absolutely amazing. Now, I do have the caveat, I'm a little biased because it's also the horse mecca of the country as well. And you can just drive through Hunterdon County and see horse farm after horse farm after horse farm. And of course, that's one of my passions. So to see the landscape speckled with horses is absolutely amazing. But the second thing that I will say for Hunterdon County from a tourism point of view are the towns. Are the river towns, Clinton, Flemington. These are places to go when you live here and want to feel like a tourist. Want to feel like you went away for the weekend. Because it's right in your backyard. All those places that you spend a fortune of money on. You have to get in the car, you have to drive, you have to pay for a motel, hotel. These beautiful areas are right in your backyard if you live in Hunterdon County. And if you don't live in Hunterdon County and you're listening, it's the place to visit. It's the place to visit because you can go from one to the other to the other to the other. And very few places have that kind of one variety in terms of destination. You might want to book a trip to a particular town, but that's kind of the showcase of the area. Here in Hunterdon County, you can, every single day of the week, go to yet another town and have great food, shopping, all of that. So, again, I applaud the Flemington Community Partnership for really bringing a focus on the borough, which is so huge, and also supporting and bringing all these different events that will enhance the destination quality, if you will, of the borough. And we're going to talk very specifically about that in the next break, but I'm going to run down real quick. And I'm going to start with the Flemington Flea, which I think is just a fabulous idea. It is a group of antique dealers and other retailers who are participating, who bring basically a flea market to various points in the borough, various places. And this is second Sunday of the month through October. And we all love a good flea market. We all love a good yard sale. But this is as you're strolling through the town, grabbing lunch here, grabbing dinner, what have you. I think this is one of the most fabulous events that is ongoing, started in June and it goes through October. And if you drive down the borough and you can see all the displays and the things that are for sale, it's just a great, great idea. So that really kicked off the summer activities. I'm going to come back after these messages and talk about the entire list, and I mean list, of activities, so stay tuned.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused of killing five people yesterday at a Maryland newspaper, Jared Ramos has been charged with five counts of first-degree murder, and Ramos is scheduled for a bail hearing at 10:30 this morning Eastern in Annapolis, Maryland, where the shooting took place yesterday afternoon. He's accused of opening fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette, against which he reportedly had a vendetta after it ran an article about him 7 years ago, after he had pleaded guilty to harassing a former high school classmate. Annapolis Mayor Gavin Buckley is saying the chief editor of the newspaper wasn't in the office at the time.
I was speaking to the editor of the Capitol probably 20 minutes beforehand. That editor was not in the building when the shooter came in, or he would have been dead, I'm sure. He doesn't go away very often. He works really hard.
USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your weather forecast today brings summer to the Hunterdon County area. Today, sunny with a high near 91 and northwesterly winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and the low around 65. Northwesterly winds will be around 5 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the evening. Saturday, sunny with a high near 94. And calm winds becoming westerly around 5 miles in the afternoon. Saturday night clear with a low around 70 and light southwesterly winds. Sunday sunny and hot and the temperature rises up to 97 degrees. Light westerly winds. Sunday evening mostly clear and the temperatures will drop to a low about 72 degrees. On Monday, sunny skies again and a high near 96. And Monday evening, again, the temperatures will drop to a low around 72. You're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, and I am Susan Lax, host of your show. And we've been talking about the fabulous Flemington Community Partnership and the different things that have been accomplished and that are on the agenda over the course of this past year to really infuse the borough of Flemington with economic development, to help the businesses who are here already be successful, and to bring a certain kind of lifestyle and activity to the folks who live in this area. And so they really cannot just work here, not just have their kids go to the excellent schools, but also to play here, to enjoy, to recreate. And that is always important in terms of bringing people to a town and an area. And the Flemington Community Partnership is doing that tenfold. We talked a little bit about the marketing that they provide, these grants that they provide for sprucing up your storefront, and also for organizations such as Helpline to successfully put on events in the area that bring people to the community. Salsa Night, as we also talked about, July 21st, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street, brings more than 5,000 people, more than 5,000 people between Mine and Kapner Street every summer in July. that third Saturday, and it is amazing, absolutely amazing, to see all those folks that don't just come from the immediate area, but we've had calls and we've been told and talked to people who come as far away as Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, and certainly the rest of New Jersey. So to get support from the Flemington Community Partnership is a win-win for all. We bring those people via Salsa Night to the businesses on Main Street. They certainly benefit from the shopping traffic and the eating traffic, if you will. And we benefit because it is a fundraiser. The vendors, the sponsors who contribute to putting this fabulous event on are supporting the free services of Helpline, but they are an integral part of this because without them and without their monetary support, we couldn't provide the services that we do. And we certainly couldn't put on this huge event, which does cost us a pretty penny. So before we make any monies to go to our free services, obviously we have to pay the bills, you know, to put an event like this on. So to get that kind of support is huge. And as I said, we are not the only beneficiary of the Flemington Community Partnership grant cycle. And that is another way that they're not just providing economic development, but they're also supporting nonprofits in the area by obviously providing those grants. So it's a win-win for everyone. We talked about the Flemington Filling Station and before we went on the break. We talked about Flemington Flea. Fabulous idea. But now we're going to talk about the Flemington Filling Station. And that's something that was started actually by the Flemington Community Partnership when they first organized. And it has since been so successful, again, to bring people to the area, to provide them with something to do on a Friday and Saturday night, and to support, again, the businesses of Flemington, that it has been continued this summer. It's Friday and Saturday nights, and it will go on through Labor Day weekend. It is at the filling station. For those of you who don't know where that is, it's just after the railroad tracks on Main Street before you get to Mine Street. And tents go up, and there's a beer garden and a live music, socializing with friends and family. And it starts at 5, it ends at 10. And you can actually go to participating restaurants, and they will provide you with a box lunch to pick up and take over to the filling station so that you can eat there as well. So that's just like you've got everything there, absolutely everything there. Again, live music, cold beer, great camaraderie with your friends and your family, and just a really nice thing a lot of times on Friday when I'm leaving the office to just drive by and see the participation and the fun and the excitement. It's just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I think it's great that they do it Friday and Saturday nights because clearly it is important that, as I said before, we have something to do where we live. We don't want to go to Somerville all the time. We don't want to go to Hillsboro or New Hope. We want to be in our community and support our community. So the Flemington Filling Station, again, Friday and Saturday nights, fantastic. I'm going to give you the Flemington Community Partnership website so you can follow along with all these different events on their website, and that's www.exploreflemington.com. Or if you're a Facebook person, just go to Explore Flemington on Facebook and you'll be updated with all this information. So, again, another recurring opportunity all summer long are the Flemington car shows. They are every other Saturday night, and they run from every other Saturday all summer long. And again, a wonderful source of fun, entertainment. It's not just looking at these, oh my gosh, some of these cars are just amazing, absolutely amazing. So there's family entertainment, and I think it may be the one of the biggest classic car shows on the East Coast. Oh my gosh, the streets are lined with these beautiful, beautiful cars, free to the public and car owners, live performances by local talented musicians. Each shows at two areas on Main Street, as well as a DJ. I mean, it just goes on and on. Trophies are earned by the best cars. There are door prizes for everyone. Several kids' activities like face painting games, balloon sculptures. So it becomes a huge event for both adults and children. And that's important, especially in a great community like the borough, because we do have a great mix of adults and children and wonderful families. The shows are held from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. They've already started, and so the next one is actually next Saturday night, July 7th. Then it goes to July 28th, then August 4th, August 18th, and September 1st. And again, if you go to exploreflemington.com, you'll get the information, but you can also visit the Flemington Car Show's own website, and that is flemingtoncarshows.com, flemingtoncarshows.com. You can't forget that if you're interested, obviously, in the car shows. So huge, very big. Really, it just, I don't care if you're not a antique car lover. You know, you're looking at the Tesla. Good for you. This is incredible, top quality cars that you might never have a chance to see again. I mean, they are just absolutely magnificent. The people who own them love to talk about them, want you to stop by, want you to ask questions. They clearly take care of these vehicles. I mean, they are, what's that expression? Spit shine? Beautiful. And just almost, you could see yourself in them. They're incredible. And so many different kinds. And so many different years represented. So this is truly an incredible event. And I'm going to skip over Salsa Night, which is July 21st, because we talked about that. But here, the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival is back in Flemington on Saturday, August 4th, again on Main Street. And this is so much fun, because New Jersey is the corn and tomato capital of the USA. And it's held in the Artesian District on Stangle Road, not Main Street, Stangle Road. Foodies come, beer lovers, family-friendly event featuring expansive microbrewery beer garden from Lone Eagle. And if you haven't been there, again, you're missing out. Live music, great food, family entertainment starts at noon, ends at 8 p.m. And again, August 4th, Saturday, August 4th. And you need information. You need information to take out your calendar and mark it. And you need to go to exploreflemington.com. I'll be back after these messages, and then we're going to talk about another really great growing event, and that Central Jersey Jazz Festival.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show. We're here Friday mornings between 10 and 11, and Hands Across Hunterdon is about folks, whether they're individuals, whether they're businesses, organizations, for-profit, non-profit, who are giving back, paying it forward, making a difference in the community. And I have been talking about the Flemington Community Partnership and all the events and how they are so... first of all, successful, but determined to bring economic development to the borough, to support the businesses here. And one might say, Susan, look, you're a nonprofit. Hunterdon Helplines is a nonprofit. Why are you promoting all these businesses? Why aren't you just promoting nonprofits? Well, first of all, I will give a shout out to my colleagues in the nonprofit world, and I will encourage you to go to givehunterdon.org if you are interested in volunteering, donating, participating, all of the above. Go to givehunterdon.org and you will see about 15 different organizations. Find the one that you want to support. Support them all. I'd be very happy. But learn about them. That's the most important thing. Learn about the work that they are doing. So a shout out to the nonprofits. But without business, our clients don't have jobs. Our clients don't have resources. Our clients also can, for their own mental health, come home and participate in a fun activity with their children. Businesses truly keep the taxes down in a particular area that they reside in or do business in, I should say. They bring jobs so people can live and work and play in an area, and also purchase, shop, and bring those dollars back into the community again. So we must always think of promoting our businesses and encouraging them to come here if they're not here already, and making sure they stay here. And certainly that's a mission of Flemington Community Partnership, huge. And we've been talking about the various organizations that they support, but also the incredible events that are on the calendar this summer. If you are looking for, you don't have to leave Flemington if you live here, I'll tell you that much. There's something every Friday and Saturday. It's amazing. One thing that we haven't talked about yet is the Central Jersey Jazz Festival, and that's September 14th. So it's a great way to end summer. It's a great way to start fall. And it will take place at the Historic Courthouse on Main Street again. And featured artists for this evening of jazz is Lakeisha Benjamin, Satchel Vasandani, and the headliner, Dave Stryker. Seating begins at 5 p.m., performances 6 to 10 p.m. This is rain or shine. I told you salsa night is rain or shine. Don't chicken out, okay? Rain or shine, food vendors, a Main Street beer garden, and again, incredible music right here in the borough of Flemington. Amazing. Fantastic. Right? So, if you support these events, number one, you will have a fantastic time. Number two, you will support the businesses in our area. Number three, you will support the organizations who are also involved with many of these events, such as Hundred and Helpline with Salsa Night. So I encourage you to take out your calendar, go to exploreflemington.com and start ticking off all the events that you're going to participate in this summer. Put them on Facebook, share, bring people to our area. Make it as robust a summer for our area and successful as it could possibly be. People like to participate, but I'll tell you, you're all on Facebook. I know you're all on Facebook. Don't forget to share. Sharing is important, okay? Sharing is important. Sharing brings other people into the fold. Sharing reaches out to people who might bring a business into the fold or another service or another program. So don't forget to share when you're on Facebook. I'm going to go back to Salsa Night, and I'm going to tell you how it supports the programs of Hundred and Helpline and Hundred and Helpline's division, Hundred and Hispanos. Hundred and Hispanos was taken over by Hundred and Helpline about 5 years ago, and it brought back Salsa Night as a result. Brought back Ask the Attorney Night. It brought back the fabulous publication that comes out quarterly, La Voce. If you're interested in advertising to the Hispanic community that's growing here, our entrepreneurial list in the borough is growing with Hispanic entrepreneurs, please give us a call at 908-782-4357. And also our work connectivity, which actually started as job connections with Hundred and Hispanos, but was successful. So now it's work connectivity. We try to match all employees with Hundred and County employers. And that's a pretty big deal. But why is it a big deal to come to Salsa Night? Again, like these other events, you are helping us provide these free services and programs. We're talking about our 24/7 First Assist hotline for any need, any challenge, 24/7, 365 days of the year. You call Helpline, 908-782-4357. 908-782-4357. Whether you need help with housing, sheltering, utility assistance, paying your bills, mental health resources, physical health resources, no matter what the need, 908-782-4357.
4357 24/7. We also have our different divisions, Hunter and Hispanos being one of them, but also a division of seniors and persons with disabilities. We have a variety of different programs free, again, to seniors so that they can age in place. They can receive monitoring, medical reminders. They can just get a social call, a social visit, which is so important to our health. We have literacy services for both our native English speaker adult learner and our ESL adult learner. And then again, our work connectivity program. Salsa Night is our biggest fundraiser to support those events. And so we do hope you will come out. And we want to give a shout out again to our sponsors. We already talked about ShopRite as our signature sponsorship. Unilever is back again this summer as our entertainment sponsor. Our community sponsors are Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Explore Flemington, the Flemington Community Partnership, the Hunterdon County Cultural and Heritage Commission, Flemington Car and Truck Country, Shout, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, Power Home Remodeling Group, and Jake's, again, back as the sponsor of our beer and wine garden. So we are really embraced by the business community to provide us with the resources to put on Salsa Night. Again, win-win for everyone. Win for Hunterdon Helpline. Win for the businesses in Hunterdon County. Win for the sponsorships. Win for the residents who have a fantastic time. Saturday, July 21st, from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Main Street between Mine and Kapner Streets. Come, have a fantastic time while you're supporting all these great efforts of Hunterdon Helpline. Two live bands, Sun 7 and Swing Combo, dancing, food, shopping, again, beer and wine. What more can you ask? Free admission, and you will be supporting a 49-year-old institution in Hunterdon County. Thank you for listening today. We really appreciate it. Home Sweet Home is next, and stay tuned for our show next Friday at 10 o'clock. Have a great weekend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspect in yesterday's Maryland newspaper shootings, which left five people dead and two people wounded in an Annapolis, Maryland courtroom at this hour for a bail hearing. 38-year-old Jared Ramos is facing five counts of first-degree murder, accused of opening fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette. The Annapolis mayor, Gavin Buckley, says had police not shown up in less than 1 minute, the death toll could have been higher.
We did not expect something like this to happen in our community, but we were ready, and I don't think we could have put any more resources. It's a tremendous response.
Ramos reportedly had a vendetta against the paper for how it portrayed him in an article 7 years ago. Canada plans to retaliate against President Trump's tariffs, planning $14 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. imports. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In the wake of the deadly shootings at the Maryland newspaper yesterday, PayPal permanently bans alt-right activist Milo Yiannopoulos, as it says he just 2 days ago said he couldn't wait for vigilante squads to start gunning journalists down. Protesters, most of them women, chanting as they marched from the Department of Justice to the U.S. Capitol late yesterday in what was called a women's march to protest Trump administration immigration policies.